Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be back with everyone here on this very beautiful day. And today, ACC News, we will be bringing to you another very unique guest with a very unique approach on helping people out there. Today we have with us gut brain hypnotist Lynn Potter Lord, and she is the founder of Pivotal Hypnotherapy. Now, to everybody that's tuning in today, if any one of you seem to have a bad habit that you know that you have, but just can't seem to break it no matter how hard you try. And again, this could be any one of us, and it could come in any shape or form. It could be smoking. It could be a food addiction. It could be a drug addiction. Anyone out there that seems to be depressed or is very stressed and you don't want to be, no matter how hard you try, and no matter who you actually go to for help, you just can't seem to change or find a way to break this. If any of this sounds familiar, again, no matter where you are, if you're home, and many of us are home now today with the entire pandemic, with the virus going on, if you're home, but if you're out somewhere right now, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because the special guest that we have with us today, again, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now the 19th of March, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, and we have many new listeners tuning in with us today as well. If you do want to tune in to any one of our previous segments, or if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Lynn, all of our shows are permanently archived on our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. That is Apple Charlie Charlie, globalmedia.com. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everyone is now these days. And as a matter of fact, just about everybody's out on Facebook right now. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. Now, also, if you're a big part of Twitter, we are also on Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. If you get home and it's late from work, or if you're out or it's 11 p.m., again, please go to any one of those sites and you can tune into any one of our segments. Getting back to what I was touching on a minute ago, the power of the mind, it's really often overlooked and it's underappreciated. And there are circumstances and events that affect the mind in ways we may never understand. That is until you tap into your subconscious. Now, our special guest today, Lynn Potter Lord. After undergoing a messy divorce, Lynn went through an array of emotional and physical feelings. Like any one of us would in a situation like that. And she herself, she's worked with several trainers and counselors. And while it was helpful, it didn't really bring the results that Lynn genuinely desired. Does that sound familiar to any one of us out there that's dealt with any different issues? We would go to a doctor, and in the end, we come back, and we just don't get the results that we're looking for. Only through hypnotherapy sessions that this retired educator found a profound shift in how she felt, thought, and also behaved. Now, the beauty of Lynn's work is that she incorporates also an extensive educational background. And again, with years of professional experience, her list of credentials, again, a bachelor's in education, a bachelor's in human ecology, master's of science, certifications in coaching, life coaching skills. And again, her education is second to none. But also very importantly, she has years also focusing on nutrition and health education. So she basically covered every field. Now, what Lynn discovered was that through hypnotherapy, she is able to help people with struggles, again, that they've dealt with their entire lives, depression, addiction, stress, anxiety, even weight loss. And with this newfound sense of worth, Lynn is dedicating her life to share her knowledge and experience with other people now who are greatly in need. A truly incredible person. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Gut Brain Hypnotist, founder of Pivotal Hypnotherapy, Ms. Lynn Potter Lord. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Linda? Hello, Linda, are you with us? I guess we have a slight problem with the connection. One second. Hello, Linda, are you with us? All right, and we seem to have a bad connection. There's actually a lot going on right now. There's a lot of people that are home with the virus pandemic going on. So, Linda, if you are there, I'm not sure if you are there, but if you are, please give us a call back in, and hopefully we can get her back online soon, and I will speak to the audience in the meantime. Now, again, to everybody that's tuning in, imagine having the opportunity to have one or two or perhaps three hypnotherapy sessions change your life forever. Imagine having the opportunity of changing something that, again, you've dealt with for 20, 30 years perhaps. And now someone is here and is really sharing with you that you have the opportunity to change what you've been dealing with your entire life within a few sessions. Let's see if she is back with us. Linda, are you back with us? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're a little bit choppy over there.
Okay.
I guess you may have bad reception.
Not good.
Well, if you could please share, Linda, and again, I spoke a little bit with the audience about what it is that you do with hypnotherapy, but before anything, if you could please share with them, who exactly is Lynn Potter Lord?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question, and it's changed a lot in the last couple of weeks. I'm an author, a speaker, a teacher, and a therapist, as well as I'm a very caring and helping person. And so all of my skill set has been brought to the fore in this last couple of weeks, for sure.
And to everybody that's tuning in, you're well aware that every guest on our show also has usually an amazing story as well. Lynn, if you could please share some of your journey with the audience today, really the journey that's led you to where you are here today.
Yeah, and are you hearing me okay? Because you're very choppy in your speech when I'm listening to you.
Yes, you're very choppy when you're speaking.
Okay.
You're a little bit choppy. I was hoping that it would actually clear up a little bit.
Do you want me to try to call back again, or should I just go ahead?
Yes. Well, you're sounding a little bit clear right now. I'm not sure if you did something different, but
No.
Yes, I can hear you now, so you can go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm in Vancouver, British. Looking back
I
now.
I apologize to cut you off, Linda.
Yes.
You're a little bit choppy again. Would you be able to try to give us a call back into the line? Hopefully we can get a better connection.
Sure. Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call right back. Yeah.
All right. And again, to the audience tuning in today, I'm really excited about this show because, again, really – Linda is going to share with you the secrets of hypnotherapy, and there's a lot of different visuals that we all have through Hollywood and TV of what hypnotherapy is and people, you know, walking around like zombies with their hands up, and hypnotherapy is really not about that. And I'll be really excited when Linda does get a chance to get to that part. But Linda, are you back with us?
Yeah, and it's just Lynn.
Lynn, I apologize, Lynn.
No worries.
Now that we do have you back with us, we were at as far as when you were sharing your personal journey. Can you please continue?
Okay, so I had this hormonal issue when I was going through adolescence, and the doctor put me on antibiotics for acne. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it kind of created weight issues that I've lived with for the rest of my life. I put on quite a bit of weight, and I joined Weight Watchers B5. But what I recognize now is that during that period of time, about 2 years of taking antibiotics, I probably killed off my whole entire microbiome, which is a completely huge story on the side. But what happened because of this, it really affected my hormonal system. It affected my fertility. I had major fertility issues later, and not so much pregnancy issues, but I had childbirth issues. And throughout all of that, that happened. I gave birth to my daughter in my late 30s, but through my 20s, I had problems with my joints. And I had arthritis developing, which I know now, but I didn't know it at the time. And I also had rashes. And over the years, I had major, major surgeries over a lot of my body. And, of course, with surgeries comes antibiotics. And so when I had my first surgery, my knee surgery, way back in the early 80s, I had metal in my knee joint. And because of that, the dentist even made sure that I had antibiotics every time I went to get my teeth cleaned. So even though I wasn't ill, I was given antibiotics twice a year. I just year in 2019, they stopped doing that now. But over the years, I've had, maybe 8 knee surgeries culminating in a titanium knee replacement a few years back. I've had 2 hip surgeries, sort of replacement surgeries. I've had, a cesarean section, which has affected my daughter's life. I've had a lot of, my whole inside has been completely mucked around with, for lack of a more colorful word.
And what I really want to touch on now that we are on the antibiotics and the nutrition.
Yeah.
A good portion of your bad health and weight gain really came from the antibiotics, from what you did share. So if you could please share with the audience perhaps some of the negative effects of overuse of antibiotics so that they can better understand it.
Yes, and, antibiotics are a good thing, actually. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take them, but they, in my generation in particular, because I was born in the mid-50s, I'm a boomer, and, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s even, they much abused, but we didn't know it at the time. And so it used to be thought that, you know, when you have something wrong with you, well, you know, kill poison, and that can be true. But what happens when you take antibiotics is it kills everything. And we did it at the cellular level that our human cells don't do anymore. We have had this symbiotic relationship with this group of microbes since the beginning of time, and they're still there, and they still function. If that we have a healthy microbiome, they perform millions and billions of chemical cascades and chemical equations that when we don't have a healthy microbiome, those chemical reactions are not happening in our body, and this is what's precipitating a lot of disease. And now scientists are starting to think that a large part of human disease comes from a sick microbiome.
Also, a little over 10 years ago, you did also suffer a ruptured appendix, and you actually nearly died. So
yes.
How did that experience really forever change your approach, perhaps, let's say, to health or even life altogether?
Yes, that was really life-changing for a variety of reasons. But I think anyone who's almost died, and we don't even realize it. I mean, this past couple of weeks has shown us that, you know, things can be totally fine one day and not the next. I heard this story about a group of people who were rafting down the river this last week, and they came out to the news and were completely mind blown. And if you can imagine not seeing or hearing anything about what's happened around the world in the last 2 weeks, they really came into a completely different world. And so a lot of people are going through trauma about this, being fearful and so on. A lot of trauma. And so what happens, just to jump over to the hypnosis part of this for a second. We all live in such a high stress environment nowadays in modern times, and you know, a lot of us are dealing with chronic stress, and we burn ourselves out, and yet we soldier on, as it were, because in Western society, you know, many of us are chasing our careers, chasing the God Almighty dollar, and it costs a lot of money to not only survive but thrive in the Western world. And so a lot of us are just, you know, like little hamsters running on the wheel, and it takes something like this to kind of make you realize that sometimes you just have to stop and lie down for a while and take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
It's a really good moment for people to recognize that self-care is so important. And also what's really come to light to me is that so many people have poor immunity and that aren't eating right and who could do a lot better faring through a virus like this if their health was really at its optimum level. But in North America, we you know, generally speaking, the bulk of the population doesn't eat very well. Anyway, I jumped around there, but what I was meaning to say was that when we're in such a high stress life, we have kind of a full cup of emotions, if you will. And so something like this will overfill and overwhelm people on an emotional level, which is why I've spent the last couple of weeks almost, I mean, not literally talking people off the ledge, but figuratively, because so many people are feeling overwhelmed and powerless. And you know, I think it's important not only to deal with that overwhelm, but also to be aware that we can reframe all this stuff and take care of our emotional lives by taking care of what we're thinking. And that's sort of the crux of what I do, is I help people to change not only bad habits. And in your introduction, you talked about bad habits. I also help people to reinforce good habits. And, you know, many professional athletes and Olympic athletes have do hypnotherapy or visualization techniques to help them improve their game, because the mind doesn't distinguish between what's happening in reality and what's happening in your mind. That's something that most people don't realize. And when you can control your thoughts, you can control your emotions and you can control your behavior, because we can't control what's happening outside of us, right? This whole whirlwind of this virus. Yeah. We have no control over that. I mean, we have a bit.
I'm sorry, you did touch on behaviors. How does the hypnotherapy, because I know from what you explained, how much of your poor physical and mental health do you attribute to the bad behaviors you once had? And how do you believe the hypnotherapy can help change that for people?
Well, everyone has bad behaviors, and like can be on a big level, like they have a terrible smoking habit, or they overeat, or overshop, or overgamble, or we call them too much behaviors. And because we all live in such a high stress world, the people with too much behaviors that are on the negative side, the reason that we have these is we have trained ourselves to use these behaviors as a stress release. And it's just like, you know, Pavlov's dog, where we can easily train our brain to make the dog salivate when the bell is rung down the hall and then you bring the food. You can easily train people to do whatever by giving them a reward. And what we do when we have a high, we're animals, right? So despite the fact that we are, you know, probably the highest evolved organism on the world, unless the whales are better in a different way, or octopus, you know, but we perceive ourselves to be the highest evolved animals in the world, but we're still animals. And so, the thing is that our subconscious brain is basically, if you liken our brain to a computer, our subconscious brain is our programming, and our conscious brain, you know, the way we're talking, you and I, we're talking using our conscious brain, but our programming comes from when we're little kids, and it goes in there, and it's basically in there forming our worldview and our opinions and whether we believe things or not. Some people out there listening to this might think that I'm right on, and some people will think, oh, well, I don't believe that. That's a bunch of bunk, and won't absorb any of it, right? So it really depends on your programming as a child, air quote, socialization by your parents, your grandparents, your authority figures, teachers, ministers, police officers, what have you. And when the rest of our life, we go through the world sorting everything that's happening into what feels good and what doesn't feel good. And when we have an experience, we sort it into those piles and we accept it or reject it like a bouncer. And anyway,
you do refer to yourself as the gut brain hypnotist. So it's a very unique name, and I actually love it. But can you please share with the audience what exactly that means to you? Why is your main focus as well on behavior?
Well, the behavior is the end result that people usually come to a hypnotherapist to change, because hypnotherapy is seen by and large at this stage of the game kind of as a fringe alternative health method. You see people when they've tried many other things, and maybe this they're seeing is like this is a last resort kind of perspective. A lot of what happens comes from anxiety and anxiety and feeling bad or living in the lower half of the emotional scale So anything that's between neutral or around neutral and lower than that is typically where people live when they're having problems. Things are not working in their life. It could be a relationship. It could be a job. It could be the way they perceive themselves. Maybe they don't have enough money. Maybe they don't have enough love. Maybe they realize patterns that are happening. And so they want to kind of take a look. And what I realized in doing all my research for in my nutrition studies over the last few years, and I got a book coming out in June, hopefully, is that a lot of this underlying anxiety and feelings that we have about ourselves and the world come from our gut. Because I'm just going to back up a bit. Our gut and our brain, when we're in an embryo, they originate in the same cellular area in the very beginning. And then over the development of the fetus, the gut and the brain kind of separate, with the spinal cord keeping them connected and the vagus nerve, it's called. Not Las Vegas, but just vagus. And so the brain and the gut are connected. And then in the gut, we have the highest concentration of the human gut microbiome, which a lot of scientists are now calling the second brain. So it's science has shown in the last while that these two organs actually talk to each other constantly. So, you know, in culturally all over the world, there's expressions that we use like, oh, that was a gut feeling or my gut reaction.
Yes.
Or, you know, sometimes I just feel it in my bones. But, you know, you really, your feelings, a lot of your feelings come from your gut.
Yes. And I'm actually sorry to cut you off, Lena. Time actually went by very fast with the disconnections. We have a little under 30 seconds left. If you could please share with the audience where they can go to sign up for your program and get more information about you.
Right. Okay. My website is www.pivotal-hypnotherapy.com. And I can be reached at area code 604-376-5932. And I'm so sorry we have to cut it off there, but I've enjoyed talking to you very much and look forward to talking to you again, perhaps.
Yes, and to the audience out there, I apologize for the problems as far as with the bad connection. It does happen. You are well aware of what's going on in the country, so perhaps everybody's at home now and on their devices that may have caused the issues, but we do apologize. But I especially want to thank our special guest that did join us today, Lynn Potter-Lord. Thank you very much for joining us today, Linda.
Thank you, Matthew, for seeking me out and interviewing me. It was a great honor.
Yes, I was very happy to actually hear you speaking about this and really also about some other issues, you know, dealing with some of the stress people are dealing with as far as with the pandemic going on with the virus. So I thank you very much for that. To our audience out there. Yes, absolutely.
Can I add? Yeah, so in light of all the stress that people are feeling, I'm offering a webinar in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. I'm just in the process of setting it up. And so if people want to take my self-hypnosis class, it will be on my website and my Facebook page, which is Pivotal Hypnotherapy Vancouver. And I would be really thrilled if I could get some people coming. And it's a webinar on Zoom. And I'd be happy to have people from anywhere. We can service people all over the world, really. So thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And to our audience out there, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all of our future show dates and times. And I look forward to having you all back with us again the next show. Have a great day.